This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi ashabi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Kul ya ahlul kitab تعالوا إلى قلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected Brother Abdurrahim Green, Brother Zakir Ahmed, Brother Ashraf Muhammadi, my respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May peace, mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Almighty God, be on all of you. The topic of this evening's talk is similarities between Hinduism and Islam. I started my talk by quoting a verse from the glorious Quran, from Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, which says, "Kul, ya ahl al kitab, say, O people of the book, ta'alu ila kalmatin sawa im banina bainakum, come to common terms as between us and you." Which is the first term? Allah, na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, that we associate no partners with him. وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْدُنَا بَعْدًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, that we erect not among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, if then they turn back. فَكُولُوا شَدُوا, say, ye bear witness, بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, that we are Muslims bowing our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Almighty God. This verse of the glorious Quran, though specifically it mentions Ahle Kitab, that the Jews and Christians, but in general, it can be used for different types of people. According to me, this verse of the glorious Quran is the master key for conveying the message to different types of people, for coming on a common platform. Allah says, "Ta'alu ila kalmatin sawa im bainana bainakum, come to common terms as between us and you." Which is the first term? Allah, na'budu illallah, that we worship none but one Almighty God. وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, that we associate no partners with him. In order to understand any religion, it is not appropriate to try and understand religion by observing what the followers of that religion do. Because many a times, the followers themselves are not aware about their own religions and about the scriptures. Therefore, the best and the most appropriate method of understanding any religion is to try and understand the authentic sources, the authentic scriptures of that religion. If we have to understand Hinduism, we have to understand the authentic sources, the authentic sacred scriptures of Hinduism. And the most sacred scripture in Hinduism are the Vedas. The Vedas are followed by the Upanishads, by the Itihas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, by the Puranas, Manusmriti, etc. So if we understand the Veda and the other Hindu scriptures, we shall understand Hinduism in the correct perspective. If we have to understand Islam, we have to understand the sacred scriptures of Islam, that is, the glorious Quran, which is the last and final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Almighty God, to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And in order to understand the Quran, the supplementary source in Islam is the Sunnah of the Prophet, the authentic ahadith, the authentic saying of the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So if we have to understand Islam, we have to understand the glorious Quran and the authentic sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.